Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. The affair with the police over shooting ranges contaminated with harmful substances is again a topic in the House of Representatives Committee on Internal Affairs. The issue concerns compensation for trainers and certain officers, as well as the work of the testing commission. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, some of the old shooting ranges had to be closed in recent years because asbestos was found in walls or poisonous gases remained in the air as residues of the shooting. Of the original 74 shooting ranges for the 17,000 Berlin police officers, only 11 are still in operation. Many shooting trainers and officers from special units who trained frequently complained about symptoms. According to experts, the frequent shooting and inhalation of toxins led to acute respiratory problems, but not necessarily to illness. In order to pacify the conflict, Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD promised compensation payments to those potentially affected. A commission evaluated the applications, and as of January, 487 shooting coaches and officers will receive a total of 3.3 million euros in compensation. The payments will be between 3,000 and 80,000 euros, and numerous applications were rejected. There were contradictions. Critics, for example, accused the evaluation commission of not being independent. When a power line was cut during construction work in Köpenick in February of this year, tens of thousands of people were sitting in darkness for 30 hours. At that time, the Technische Hilfswerk, or THW, supplied the residents of Köpenick with electricity. The THW also supplied two hospitals, nursing facilities, sewage pumping stations, and a switching station of the Berlin S-Bahn with emergency power generators. Due to the blackout, two combined heat and power plants in Köpenick and Friedrichshagen also went offline. In retrospect, experts at the fire brigade say that everything went smoothly. Moreover, the power failure was a good opportunity to teach procedures because what happened in Köpenick is one of the scenarios the fire brigade in Berlin is preparing for in the future. In addition to the increase in extreme weather conditions, experts are of the opinion that an increasingly unstable power grid also increases the risk of power failures. Stefan Boy, head of the Integrated Cross-Sector Security Management at the Berlin-based company Eigentrieb and a member of the board of the Public Security Future Forum, has been active with the Voluntary Fire Brigade since 1982 and advises the State Fire Brigade Association. He stated to the Berliner Morgenpost, quote, "The fire brigade faces enormous challenges. An essential component of these challenges is climate change and the state of stress of the power grids." He added that problems that exist today did not exist 10 years ago. With the phasing out of nuclear power and coal, the networks will become more unstable and the problems more hybrid. The Berlin grid is operated by the Vattenfall subsidiary Stromnetz Berlin. For years, a lot of money has been invested in grids and substations, but the Berlin grid is only a small part of the electricity system. The Western European interconnected system is highly networked and digitized, and if a 380-volt line fails on it, as has already happened, this will have repercussions in Berlin. Recently, the State Fire Brigade Association had turned to all parties represented in the House of Representatives and illustrated how important the volunteer fire forces are for Berlin and where the dangers of the future lie. In Berlin alone, there are 58 volunteer brigades, 36 of which have their own deployment area, many of them on the outskirts of the city. In addition to the new firefighting vehicles, the fire brigades also need crew transport vehicles and CAT vehicles with multiple loading capacities. These modular vehicles can be loaded as required, and one module provides for emergency power generators. Forecasts say that Berlin needs 65 of these CAT vehicles and 45 crew transport vehicles. Then one would be adequately equipped. The THW is also reported to receive 33.5 million euros for the purchase of 670 emergency power generators. The volunteer fire brigades are involved in a quarter of all operations in Berlin. The Willy Brandt House in Kreuzberg was vandalized overnight Sunday into Monday. A witness is reported to have seen the perpetrators, but they escaped undetected. According to Berlin police, the crime took place around 2:50 a.m. when a 7-by-5-meter area of the main entrance of the SPD party headquarters was covered with red, yellow, and green paint. When officers arrived, however, the two suspects had already fled. The state security is now investigating on suspicion of political motives. Friedrichstrasse is to be car-free for several months next summer, as announced by State Secretary of Transport Ingmar Stresa at a discussion event on Friday evening. The section between Französische Straße and Leipziger Straße will be closed to motorized vehicles. The street was car-free for 3 days at the beginning of October this year and was justified by the fact that the adjacent shops are being visited more frequently. According to Mitte's district mayor Stefan von Dossel of the Greens, the action could last 3 months and start on the day of the music festival Fête de la Musique on June 21st. Originally, the coalition had announced that it wanted to make Boulevard Unter den Linden car-free. According to the Traffic Administration, the plans are still at an early stage, even after 3 years of planning. As Secretary Stresa revealed on Friday evening, there are, quote, many considerations, but none of them are ripe for decision. He is becoming a little more concrete with regard to Tauentzienstrasse, where plans for traffic calming next year are to begin. According to Stresa, the Kurfürstendamm is also under discussion for a traffic-limiting measure. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.